The mothers. A mother wearing glass beads, looking for another handkerchief. The melted candy in the one she is carrying, as sticky as the nose being wiped on her arm. Under church fans, too slow for this April heat. A mother whose only existing photograph of him was borrowed permanently by someone who told her they could be trusted with her story, praying to the saint who restores what has been lost, on her knees again, as many times as it will take. A mother whose own countenance howls and frames the whole world scrolls past, captured by someone who did not care to learn her name or the names of her dead. A mother who is Amma, her other name forgotten, the word a scream in the room at the morgue where bodies, no, beloveds, are identified by wedding rings and blood-splashed shoes on a projection screen. A mother who wishes they could have gone for a swim first, but they are so hungry, she has to stand between them in the buffet line so they don't break into a fight. A mother with a baby keeping time inside her body. A mother with a bomb. A mother in the kitchen, measuring the sugar generously, preparing this Easter's feast, waiting for the little ones, who must just now be saying grace in a circle at Sunday school, waiting for the little ones to come home.